It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Voters in Michigan will elect members of the governing boards of Michigan State University, the University of Michigan, and Wayne State University on November 4th. At MSU, incumbent Democrats George Perlis and Faylene Owen are running to keep their seats for another 8 years. Republicans have nominated Melanie Foster and Jeff Sakwa. Foster was on the board for 10 years but lost her bid for re-election 2 years ago, and Sakwa also ran unsuccessfully in 2012. There are also candidates from the Green, Libertarian, U.S. Taxpayers, and Natural Law parties on the ballot. Current State Scott Pohl is here with some perspective on the MSU board election. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Mark. I thought it would be fun to talk with two former trustees, one from each of the major parties, about serving on the board. Democrat Colleen McNamara and Republican Dee Cook both served 2 terms on the board and spent 10 years serving together, so they know each other well. Dee Cook tells me that the biggest job the trustees ever face is the hiring of a new president.
You start with hiring the leader for the university. That's the primary role, I believe, that is assigned to the trustees, the power of which is given to us by the state of Michigan. So I think if you hire the chief administrator, that being the president, you've met the first big responsibility of the board. And everything else seems to go well if you get that right. That's very important. Under the Constitution of Michigan, the trustees are expected to generally oversee and not run the university. And that's a very important point, because I think when you cross that line from overall supervision and looking at the way the administrators are doing their job and how they're handling the responsibilities of the university, when you do that, then you're in trouble. So I would say those are the two primary responsibilities of a trustee.
Want to add anything to that?
I totally agree. I think there is a budgetary aspect that might be mentioned, actually a fiduciary responsibility in the Constitution, but that's pretty much my understanding too, after right. being on the board for 16 years.
Lots of up and down votes at trustees meetings, but the nuts and bolts have been done before those meetings by administrators. Is that
pretty much,
fair to say?
Those are the people that are advising you about the circumstances within the university that need to be either changed or affirmed. If you trust your president, and that you really have to have trust for your president, there shouldn't be too much unsettled aspects of a board.
I want to ask you both, since you've both been off the board for a few years now, the degree to which you're still active in party politics. Did you happen to attend the conventions when this year's candidates were nominated, and are you generally supporting your own party's candidates for the board? Colleen, let's
start with you.
You didn't go to the convention?
I did not go to the convention. Conventions are brutal. They are brutal. And it's a whole different world, a convention is. And certainly when I was nominated, you have to be nominated. The Constitution requires that Michigan State, Michigan, and Wayne State governing boards are nominated by their partisan conventions for election statewide. So you have to be nominated. And the politics within conventions are just a whole different world. I'm kind of holding back from going back to the convention for a while.
I'm going to guess it was fairly easy for the Democrats to re-nominate 2 incumbent MSU trustees.
Heck no. I mean, you always have some elements that want to change. You always will. And it's happened on all the boards, at least in the Democratic conventions. It's happened in the Republican. I know that as well, and Dee can probably address that. I mean, there's always some faction within the convention that feels that they've not been represented well, and this is their time to assert themselves.
Dee, how much are you doing with the Republican Party in Michigan?
I'm doing nothing with the Republican Party. I've returned to a normal life. I'm pretty much retired from any political activity other than just completing my absentee ballot and mailing it today. Other than that, I'm not active in the Republican Party, but I'm very active on the campus. And that's really what motivated me to run for the board in the first place. And the method how you get from A to B is exactly as Colleen described it. I think the conventions are difficult. It's not easy to go to the convention without knowing where your support is and knowing if you have even a chance to secure the nomination. They're very hectic, and there's a lot of preparation that goes into getting ready to go to the convention. I have not been to the Republican convention.
Are you generally going to support Melanie Foster for election back to the board? She's been on the board in the past. And Jeff Sakwa, are you endorsing either or both?
I'm endorsing no one in this race, no.
Colleen, you?
I haven't endorsed anyone officially, but I will vote for the Democrats. I normally do.
All right. Now, in general, does party affiliation tell voters much of anything about how a candidate would serve on the Board of Trustees?
Well, I can only speak for the 16 years that I was directly involved as a member of the Board of Trustees. I didn't have any political pressure brought on me personally at all. And I might add here that we went through, just as I came to the Board of Trustees, there was a search about to take place. We lost the president very quickly after my election to the board, and we were engaged then in a presidential search. I was part of the search committee, and that's a very, very difficult task. And as I said here at the beginning of this discussion, probably the primary job that you do as a trustee is get that portion of your responsibility done correctly. A lot of people make suggestions to incumbent trustees and other people who are in the university about someone that they might think should be considered. And some people float their own names who truly are not even qualified. It's a very difficult process. But I can only speak from my own experience as a member of the search committee that brought Peter McPherson to Michigan State. I didn't have any outside pressure brought to me.
What do you think?
Well, in situations like a president, and probably the vast majority, maybe 85-90% of the issues that come before the board, partisan positions, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, I believe don't play much role at all, if any. But there are a few issues that are culturally a part of society as a whole, and if they come to the board, almost invariably people vote by party. Things like domestic partner benefits, labor issues. There are 10,000 employees at the university, labor union contracts, other things that you would likely to find project labor agreements. You're probably going to find a split Democrats versus Republican, but it's the same kind of split that you'd find in the outside the university. And the fact is, we are nominated by our parties, and in part, our parties expect us, theoretically, to follow through with certain policy issues that are important to our party. So you do carry that mantle a little bit. But for the most part, like Dee says, a really important, choosing a president, that's not a partisan issue. It's simply not.
We're talking with Colleen McNamara and Dee Cook, both former MSU trustees, about the election that's coming up in November. And would it be safe to say that neither one of you thought about running again for the board?
Oh, I can speak for myself. Well, I'll tell you, I think it's a very exhausting thing to do this job the way it should be done. It's not a job. It's, Colleen just said, it's a passion. It's a feeling of responsibility and making a difference here that I believe motivates you. And if to do the trustee role the way it should be done requires a lot of energy. It requires a lot of time away from home, a lot of here on the campus. It's fine. It's better, of course, less stressful if you live right here 15, 20 minutes from the campus. That isn't always the case. And we've had trustees come from Barbara Sawyer, for instance, who was, I believe she was living in the Upper Peninsula when she was originally elected to the board. And we've had people from all over the state who have to commute, such as it is, to take on the responsibilities and the due diligence required to do this job. So you have to think about those things. I made up my mind when I left the board that that wasn't going to be the end of my involvement with the university because I believe the two things are completely separate. And I wanted to stay engaged with the university, and I made that a priority. But running again, as Colleen just described some of the process, it's not easy. It's a very time-consuming activity.
Colleen McNamara.
I'd love to be appointed again if somebody went off the board, but running for it and getting, you know, going through the convention again, and that is, it's daunting. It really is. But like Dee, I made a decision that I wanted to stay involved, and I asked the trustees if they would continue to appoint me to the law school board, the MSU law school board. So I sit on that, and that's a nice commitment, you know, just enough time, but it keeps me involved in the university, and I'm happy with that at this point.
And Dee Cook, I know you're working on the new capital campaign.
I am. I'm the co-chair for the $1.5 billion capital campaign that's about to kick off in 2 weeks, and that's very time-consuming. But it's a great experience, and I'm very happy that I was asked to be a part of this because I believe the university is being reshaped, and we're transitioning to in a lot of areas for the future. And the president has been slowly shaping the university to address the changes that our students are facing. It's a very exciting time to be a part of this effort. So, yeah, but I'll tell you the other thing that's wonderful about being involved with the Capital Campaign. I get to meet the most wonderful Spartans everywhere. And this takes me to a lot of places where I can visit with people who feel strongly about their connection to MSU and what a difference it's made in their lives. So it's very rewarding.
There's one last thing I want to ask you both to comment on, and that is an issue confronting university boards everywhere, and that's transparency. The Board of Regents at the U of M has faced allegations of violating the Open Meetings Act. It's hard, since I don't cover the U of M Board of Regents, it's hard for me to tell how or if the MSU board acts any differently, frankly. So what should university boards do to be more open to the public?
Simple, just be more open to the public. I think you you ask yourself every time you sit with a colleague, or if you're hanging up your coat in the room as you arrive in the morning a little bit early for your meeting. I mean, you're aware of the importance of the work that you're doing, and you need to respect the law. Michigan State, during the time both Colleen and I were on the board, won a case at the Supreme Court level regarding the selection of the president of the university. That is the one area that I feel very strongly about. I think not to be able to have some degree of confidentiality damages the process. And I don't think anybody's well served by that. I don't think the university's well served by that. I don't think any of the candidates in the pool are well served by that. And so I have a reservation about my feeling about transparency when it regards the search for the leader. Because you have to ask yourself the question every time, what is best for MSU? It's not what is best for candidate A or candidate G. It's what is best for the university. And the first thing you do is make that decision based on thinking about that. And you can't really do that very well if you don't have some degree of privacy with the candidates.
Colleen?
I think she makes terrific points. Certainly hiring the president is a very difficult area. I think Open Meetings Act is a very difficult act in some ways as someone who's doing policy on a board. And, you know, I'd love to get into it a little bit more, but just to say that what I did for a living, I represented an industry and I worked with legislators. And in the state of Michigan, the Open Meetings Act is much more open, seemingly. But what I think it did was tend to drive policy discussions and deal making deeper and deeper into private offices with fewer people involved, because that's the nature of I can say this now because I'm not elected to anything, but that's the nature of human beings. They aren't necessarily going to be as candid if there's a bunch of, you know, of reporters and cameras in their face. They can't necessarily say, this is what I need. So, you know, let's trade here. I'll give you the vote on this. I don't really care about it, but this is what I need. That's the kind of stuff that, that nobody really wants to be caught saying, but it happens all the time. Not to say that it happened on the MSU board. Honestly, it did not. But certainly that to me is, it starts to deal with what human beings really are like when they're, you know, working on issues like that. And the Open Meetings Act is, it's a very difficult act, I think. I understand the press, what they need, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done on the Open Meetings Act, I think.
Well, one thing I think I can say with some certainty is that both of you, Colleen McNamara and Dee Cook, will be rooting for whoever wins the election in November because you want the best for the university. I want to thank you both for coming in today. Colleen McNamara and Dee Cook both served 16 years on the MSU Board of Trustees. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.